believers, not for unbelievers. Now be real reverent, and I'm asking God in Christ's name and take every spirit in here under the control of the Holy Spirit that He might manifest Jesus Christ, God's Son, to this audience to let you know tonight that your faith in Him is not in vain. All right, bring the... Now, reverent, now you can realize where I'm standing. Now I'm going to be found telling the truth or telling a lie. But the reason I don't have any fear, Christ promised it. And I believe with all that is within me that Jesus Christ is in this building right here now. The scientific world knows it. They got the picture of it back there. You can see it tomorrow when they have it. It's in Washington, D.C., the only supernatural being was ever photographed. In Germany, it swept Germany like one big blaze. They take 3 pictures of it coming and going. 50,000 received Christ. 5 nights meeting. The thing is, one thing is say something, the next thing is do something. Now, man, as far as a man can do, is just preach this word. That's all over. Now it's God's time to talk. And this lady standing here by me, as far as I know, I have never seen the woman in all my life. She's a stranger to me. But God does know her. God knows all about her. I don't. He does. If we are strangers to each other, would you just raise up your hand? All right. Now you understand, with our right hands up, not swearing because we don't believe in it, but the Bible's laying here and this is the pulpit. We've never met before in our lives. Now, here's a beautiful picture of this. Now you may put your hand down now. Here's a beautiful picture of the Bible, of St. John, the 4th chapter. Jesus, a man, met a woman at a well. Here is his church tonight. A man meets a woman, total strangers to each other. A perfect picture. Now, lady, I don't have one idea who you are, where you come from, what you're here for, or nothing about it. You're aware of that, that I do not. But if you're here for finances, domestic trouble, sickness, whatever it is, Christ will give it to you if you believe Him. And now I perceive that you are a Christian because the feeling of your spirit, you are a Christian. Because just then something happened that you realize that there's something happened between us right now. That's that light is coming right down over you now. Now if Christ will reveal to me what that lady is here for, how many will receive Him as being the resurrected Son of God? I just want to see the audience of you all over everywhere. Your hand, God sees you, I might not. Just speaking to her like our Lord did to the woman. What's it doing? Finding her spirit. She's a Christian. And the woman is suffering. I see her very upset. She's real nervous. And she's, I see her going in and coming out of somewhere. Keep going in and coming out. It's operations. You've had several operations. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 operations you've had.
Yes.
That's right. That's yes, thus right. Saith the Lord. How many believe? Now, what more you talk to the woman, more would be said. But I'm trying to hold for the prayer line here. Now, just reverently, let's speak to her just again so that you'll see. Now, what was said, I don't know. I have no idea. It's another world. But my tape here has it. Now, whatever he told you just a few moments ago, you heard a voice speaking, but it wasn't mine. It might have been my voice, but it wasn't me speaking it. It was him speaking. It's declared to this church that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, was that true? That's the truth. If it was, raise your hand so the people would see it was true. Now, I see something. Again, it's some kind of a, it's surgery. Something you had surgery. But now I see there's some sort of a blood. It's diabetes. And I see you trying to get out of a bed or walk across the floor just holding to something. You got arthritis also. That's thus saith the Lord.
Yes,
do you believe now? Now, what could I do for the poor woman? Nothing but pray for her. I want you out there to bow your head with me. This woman is somebody's daughter, Christ's child. Let us all pray your prayers to her. What if it was you? Let's all pray together as a united church. Jesus of Nazareth, as your great Holy Spirit so present now that it can be felt, I lay hands upon this, my sister, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and along with this great ransomed church of yours, and we pray a prayer of faith, the best of our knowledge, that thou will make our sister to thee well of whatsoever is wrong with her. This we ask thee to do in Jesus' name, thy Son. Amen. Now, sister, the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that God will make you well now? Or go rejoicing and being happy? Now, be real reverent. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. And you out there, be ready for the next prayer card call. And also, you that's not able, hasn't got a prayer card, be praying. We are strangers to each other, I suppose, my brethren. Our first time ever meeting face-to-face like this to talk, as far as I know. Oh, you were at the meeting at Evanston when I was here before. Oh, well, of course, I wasn't another. I never know that. See, there's thousands of people at a meeting. You're here for some call. I don't know. You might be a critic. You might be a Christian. You might be. I don't know. We're just two men that's met here. Probably born miles apart, years apart, and this is our first time to be this close to one another to meet each other. But you're aware that you're in the presence of something besides a man, your brother. If that's right, raise your hand. Just now it comes settling over you. The man is suffering with something wrong in his stomach. He has a stomach trouble. And it's diagnosed as a tumor. He says a fatty tumor in the stomach. That thus saith the Lord. That is true. Now, if I've never seen you in my life, there's something here that knows you. Not only that, but you've got something on your heart that you're praying for. That's a woman, your wife. She's here. If God will reveal to me what's wrong with your wife out there, would you believe me to be God's prophet and believe that Jesus Christ, what I preached about him, is the truth? Your wife has a gallbladder trouble. And she also has cancer of the stomach. And when you're not from this city, you come from the southeast, about 200 miles away from here, you come here to this city for prayer. That's thus saith the Lord. All right, go lay your hands on her and get well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Have faith. Good evening, sir. We are strangers to each other. And as far as I know, the first time we have ever met in this mortal life. But do you believe me to be His servant? All right, lady, with that blue dress sitting there, you've been suffering with heart trouble. Little black hat looking at me right here, you've been praying. You got a heart trouble. You were just healed then. That's thus saith the Lord. You believe it with all your heart? Stand up on your feet, the woman I'm talking to there. You're praying, you've had a heart trouble fluttering around your heart and so forth. Isn't that right? Mostly when you lay down because it's a nervous condition, it didn't. It's finished now. Your faith made you whole. Amen. What did you touch? You never touched me. You're 30 feet away from me. But you touched the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of your infirmities. I challenge the faith of this audience to believe that. Just believe. What do you think about that, sir? You believe you're in His presence? I see a dark shadow over you. You're dying. You got throat trouble. It's a cancer in your throat. Not only that, you need healing for that, but you need healing for your soul worse than anything else, because you're a sinner. You're not a Christian. Smoking cigarettes and things, that's the worst thing you could do. That's thus saith the Lord. See, he who knew the woman's sin knows yours. Will you accept Him as your personal Savior now? Raise your hand to Him if you accept Him as your personal Savior. May your sins be forgiven you, my brother. And oh, Satan, you have defied the doctor. You've hid from him, but you can't hide from God. We adjure thee as the Church of the Living God to come out of this man, that he can be made well. In Jesus' name, we defy the enemy of his life, because now he's become a beloved brother. Amen. As certain as I stand on the platform, you'll live. Go now and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord, and your sins are under the blood. God bless you. Let us say praise the Lord for the whole audience, that we love our blessed Savior. Blessed be His most holy name. Thou art alive, and you're the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are He that was dead and is alive forevermore, proving your great august beings in the presence of your saints, enjoying the praises of their lips as they offer to Thee the adoration of their hearts. And we most humbly thank Thee, our blessed Savior, for Your presence. May this audience look and live and know that their faith in Thee is not in vain, but Your words have been confirmed by Your presence. In Jesus' name we offer Thee this praise. Amen. Just only believe. Now, Jesus has risen from the dead. How many of you here in the tabernacle tonight, or the stadium, that was here in the old meeting when this was not operating? But when I told you that the angel that met me said that I would even know the secret of their heart, that it would come to pass someday, if I kept humble before God, them things would be done. How many remembers me prophesying and saying that? Raise your hand. That's 10 years ago. Now the Bible said, if there's one among you spiritual or prophet, if I be speaking what he says comes to pass, hear him, for I'm with it. Now I'm telling you to hear him. He is the one, Jesus Christ. I'm only telling the truth about him, and he's vindicating it's the truth. Now we are strange to each other. My sister, I don't know you, I've never seen you, but Jesus knows you. And if He will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept Him as your healer? I see something, you're in a room looking at your limb, it's varicose veins. You have varicose veins. And I see you looking at a growth. And that growth is hid from my sight. But it's on your left arm. And you're trusting God to remove it for you. Thus saith the Lord. Will you believe? We shall pray. Let us bow our heads everywhere. Come, sister. Blessed Lord, we bring to thee this woman in Jesus' name and ask that you will heal her, O our Savior and healer. Grant it, Lord. We bless her, this great church, as our sister. We ask for her healing in Christ's name. Amen. Go rejoicing, being happy, believing with all your heart. With your finger to your mouth. You're wondering about it. You believe God would heal you this sinus and you get well, be made well? If you believe it with all your heart, you can have it. What do you think? With all your heart? I do not know you. Christ does know you. But you are suffering or have been suffering. You've had a back trouble and a lady's trouble. And you've had an operation. That's true. But that's not really what you're standing here for. Because I see your spirit doesn't seem... It seems you know that's true. There's something else that's on your heart. If that's right, raise your hand. If God will reveal it, Daniel said, let it be known to thee, O king, that the God of heaven can reveal the secrets of the heart. How many knows the Bible says that? If God will reveal the secret that's on this woman's heart, how many will say, that'll settle it forever for me? The woman I do not know. You don't know me. We're strangers to each other. But now, God of heaven, who was in Daniel's day, let it be known that thou art God tonight. I pray in Jesus' name. I see a great sign of some kind of a building appearing before me, and there's a man laying in the bed, paralyzed. It's your husband, paralyzed on the left side. Your husband. You are believing for him. Take that handkerchief that you wipe the tears from your eyes with and put it on him. And don't doubt. Oh, Jesus of Nazareth, make these things a reality to the people that they might know that thou art the risen Christ. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Mother, do you believe me to be his servant? If God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you receive him as your healer? Then you can get over the asthma if you just believe it. Now, do you believe that you will? All right. You cough a lot, especially laying down. Oh, God of heaven, be merciful to this woman and give unto her, Lord, the healing of her body. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Come now. You want to eat your supper? Get that old ulcer away? I see you back away from the table. That's the reason I knew that you had an ulcer. You're a nervous type of person. You're a deep thinker, always crossing bridges before you get to them, taking other people's things to your heart, and your big plans that never happen. That's what makes you have the condition. It's a peptic condition, causing a spasm in the stomach, right at the duodenum. See, it makes you belch your food up and get sour in your mouth and so forth like that. Now, if you believe with all your heart, go home and be well. Get well. Believe God. In Jesus' name, I lay my hands upon this, my brother, and ask for his healing. Amen. I go believing. Don't doubt. Well, do you believe that Jesus Christ can cure that back for you, make you well? Take the diabetes away from you. All right, sir. Do you believe with all your heart? Then go believing. Praising God.
making it real.
Now, if it's the people, somebody back there is thinking it's telepathy. Now, that's wrong. Quit doing that. Here. Tell anyone know what is telepathy? Just taking somebody, take a number. I'm asking this woman here not to even think about what's wrong with her, but just lay your hand on mine, lady. If God will reveal to me, looking this way, what's your trouble, will you accept Jesus as your provider for what you have need of? If you will, take your hand off my arm and raise it up towards Him. Now put it back on my arm again. Just an order of contact. All right? You have a stomach trouble that bothers you. That's right. Raise up your hand. Now go home and eat. You're well. Jesus Christ heals you. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to tell you something. When I was looking this way, I saw you too. You had the same thing the woman had, stomach trouble. And when I said stomach trouble, a funny feeling struck you, didn't it? That's when you were healed. Walk on that one. Say thanks be to God. This lady's nervous. She has a lady's trouble and also a stomach trouble. That's exactly right. You believe Christ will make you well, lady? Then in Jesus Christ's name receive your healing. Amen. Have faith. All right, lady, you're sitting on the end of the seat right there praying. You have varicose veins. Little lady with a purple hat on of a thing, little gray-headed lady. You had your face up like that. You're saying, Jesus, let this be my night for healing, praying to God to make you well. That's right. Raise up your hand, the lady there. All right. Go home and receive your healing. Christ makes you well. Amen. Have faith in God. Just believe Him with all your heart. What if I told you Jesus heals you standing here? Would you believe Him? All right. Then go and be made well in Jesus Christ's name. Have faith. Christ lives. Do you believe that? You realize that that's Him. He can heal that arthritis, make you well, if you believe. You believe that He will? All right. You have other things wrong with you, ladies, and so forth, to be a woman of your age. But if you believe with all your heart and you're scared about something, see, but it's false, it isn't so. So go on now and believe and get well. And be made whole in Christ in you. What do you think, ladies? You believe with all your heart? Bring the little girl. Yes, sister, it was you. Little lady sitting there looking this way, kind of put her arm over her, touched her friend, then you have trouble with bowel trouble. That's right. And an arthritis condition. You believe with all your heart? The little lady next to you there also suffers with a heart trouble. No, she's got trouble with her eyes. She has bad eyes. That's right. You believe with all your heart that God will heal you? That's what you're praying for. The second row, the people there. Yes. Kind of surprised you, didn't you? That's right. But you're healed. God bless you. Lay your hands on your little friend there. She didn't get it. She's had bad eyes all her life. Lord Jesus, I pray for the woman that You'll heal her and make her well in Jesus' name. Do you believe now, little lady, with all your heart? You believe it? What about the lady sitting next to her there looking around enjoying it? What do you think about it, lady? You believe me to be God's prophet? You believe God could reveal to me here what's wrong with you? Would you accept it with all your heart? All right, then if you would, you got high blood pressure for one thing. So you had a thing wrapped around your arm. When they pumped it up, the doctor did and told you had a high blood pressure. And also a steam test in your heart. You got heart trouble. That's right, raise up your hand. All right, you touched something, didn't you? If you believe, you can be made well. And if you put your hand on the lady sitting next to you, she also has got heart trouble. She's got a swelling in her body, which is causing the kidney trouble. If that's right, lady, raise up your hand. All right? Now you can go be made well if you believe. How many audience can believe these things to be of God? What do you think, lady? You believe with all your heart? If very nervous. You have a run-down feeling. It's like nervous, run-down. Isn't that right? You've had an operation. And the operation did that. And the operation was a cyst. That's right, isn't it? Now I see a man keep standing here by. It was your husband. Well, he's healed too. You can go eat his supper now. Be well. Amen. Go on your road and rejoice. I challenge your faith. In Jesus Christ's name, do you believe it? How many believe that he's manifesting himself right here in the building now? Now I'm going to ask you to do something if you want to see God in his great power. I want each person here to lay your hand on the person next to you. Just lay your hand over on each other, anywhere you are. Just be merciful to the next person. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. And I want you to repeat this prayer after me. You pray it. I'll just say it. O God, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of everlasting life, Giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon me. As I, your penitent child, wait, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe that he manifests himself in this audience now. And I now accept him as my healer. Be merciful to me, O God. I will praise thee. Now just keep shut in with God. That's your prayer now. Now just imagine this. Oh, I trust that you won't think I'm a hypocrite. God has vindicated that I'm not, but never have I saw in any first meeting this whole audience, the power of God moving over you people. Now I am not a hypocrite. God has revealed that to you tonight that I am not. The Lord Jesus Christ in the very vision that I'm looking at now over this audience is here to make you well. There's only one thing to keep you from being well. That's unbelief. Cast it away. I'm going to ask God to move away every fear and every doubt. Then you can be made well. Now this is my prayer for you. Oh God, I pray thee in Jesus' name, look down upon this penitent group of people as thy servant is tired. And I look over this audience and see this faith moving among the people. You reveal the secrets of the heart. You make the blind to see, like that little Indian boy the other night, born practically blind, fell out of his cradle at 3 weeks old, and was blind the rest of his life, and in one moment's time was made perfectly whole. You are the Lord Jesus. Oh, you are here tonight, and our hearts are burning within us, for you are talking to us, and we love you, and Satan is trying to hold the blessings from the people. What more could you do, Lord? You wrote the word. You send the Spirit. You confirm your word with signs of the resurrected Christ, the Messiah, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, God, be merciful to these sick. And Satan, you spirit of evil, who has come upon the people to bind them with infirmities, you are defeated. Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is present now, defeated you at Calvary with his vicarious suffering and death. His virulent resurrection justified our faith. And we now say that you're a bluff, and you cannot bluff us any longer. We call your hand. In Jesus' name, depart from here, all doubting, all superstition. And may the Holy Spirit break upon this audience
and heal every person here in the body.
How many believe that Christ lives, that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Now the meeting begins. Now the anointing begins to strike. Now you out in the audience, begin to look. Begin to live. Have faith. Don't doubt. Just have faith. Now I'm challenging your faith in Christ's name to touch His garment and see if He don't speak back to you. Say in your heart, Lord, I'm not a doubter, but I want to confirm this in my own heart. Prove to me tonight that that man has told us the truth. I hear it from the Bible, but we're living in such a scientific age and everything, so I don't know where I stand, but prove it to me. Speak to me. Let that man reveal to me. Let me tell you what's wrong with me, and then let that man speak using use his voice as a vine, as a branch in the vine, and speak to me and see if God will do it for you now. Just try that once and see if God won't do it. Remember, in Christ's name I ask it. I see Christ touch a woman just now for her faith. The woman sitting right here with a white hat on. She's praying right then, God, let that be me. If that's right, wave your hand, lady. There she see her hand up. You had arthritis. If that's right, wave your hand. You haven't got it now. It's gone from you. Amen. I never seen that woman in my life. She's a total stranger to me. If that's right, lady, raise up your hand. I never seen her, know nothing about her. God knows, that's right. She touched something. She touched Christ, the high priest. Now you do the same thing. Now we're strangers to each other. I don't know you. You don't know me. But God knows us both. Now, if the church of the days that I was preaching about condemned Jesus because He knew the secrets of their heart, discerned their thoughts, and said Himself, I do nothing till the Father shows me first. Well, now you're here. I don't know you. Don't know what's wrong with you. You might have tumor. You might have cancer. You might be, I don't know what's wrong with you. But whatever's wrong with you, if God will reveal it to me, will you believe it and accept it? If you will, raise your hand. All right? Everyone, reverend. As I asked you to look at me, it's just as Peter said at the Gate of Beautiful, said, look on us. And that means just pay attention to me, see? Now, there's something strange about the woman. She's not standing here for herself. She's standing for somebody else. Away from here. That's a brother. And that brother is in a city. It looks like an American city. You're going from the west going east is a big building. As the right, as you go into the city, you kind of drop down over a little hill. And there's a big auditorium, something like a Masonic auditorium or something. I've seen past. The man has got heart trouble and lung trouble, and he's in a place, F-L-I, Flint, Michigan. That's exactly right, and he's your brother, and you're standing for him. That's right. Is that the truth? You believe Christ will answer prayer? Let us pray. Oh, Christ of God, I pray that in Jesus' name that you will answer prayer and will send your Spirit tonight and will grant the desire of this little woman's heart. In Jesus Christ's name I ask it. Amen. God bless you, my sister. May He grant to you that request. And in your hand you've got a handkerchief. Send that handkerchief to the loved one. Yes. Send that handkerchief to your loved one. What'd you think about it, sir, sitting out there on the end? I've seen you watching that lady so carefully. It happens to be that that light's hanging over you. The elderly man sitting on the end.
or you have many things wrong with you. You've had a stroke. Raise up your hand now. You had prostate trouble. You had a lot of things wrong. You had an operation and everything, but it's no good. But you was believing that lady passed by and desiring that you'd have the same thing. That's right. Now raise up your hands again. Stand up on your feet. Now the stroke's gone. You're healed. Your prostate trouble's over and you go home and be well. Your faith made you whole. You believe the Lord? Just have faith. God in heaven understands. Here's a young man standing before me I've never seen in my life. I guess we're strangers to each other. God knows us both, doesn't he? Sir, if I could do anything for you and would not, I'd be a hypocrite, right? I can't do nothing for you because I'm just a man like you are. But there's something here. The God that we're going to stand before at that day. God is everywhere. He feels he don't have to come because he's already here. He's just everywhere. But if God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept Christ as your propitiation? You will? Now, I believe all of them have been women up to this time. Here's a man like Philip who went and found Nathanael and brought him to a place and before Jesus, and Jesus told him where he was before Philip called him. Now, we being strangers, if God will do the same thing, that means that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God will do it, the audience, I believe, will be happy and will receive Christ. Headaches are terrible, aren't they? Science makes... that's what you have. Scientists, that's what you ask, wants me to pray for you. And you come here from somewhere else. And you're here in behalf of somebody else, too. That's a brother, and he's crippled, and he's in some kind of an institution here, mental institution, and you're praying for him, and you come from a small city. It's got a place, a little sign in the middle of the street says, mile zero. You're from Dawson Creek. That's right. You have a business there. That's exactly something like a welder or something like that, a few with dirty clothes on. That's the truth. That's thus saith the Lord. Do you believe? Then let us pray. Blessed God, when the man so anointed with this great unction of God in his humble heart standing here, let thy eternal blessings rest upon him and his. Grant it, Father, I send him, blessing him in Jesus' name to receive the desire of his heart. Amen. God bless you, my brother. You believe? Just have faith. Now there's a woman appeared here. It looked like this lady, only it had a round hat on. Somebody touched the Lord Jesus. There, just a moment, it's with that man going. No, it isn't. It's this lady sitting right out here that's got skin trouble and praying for the Lord to make her well. Do you believe that God will grant it to you? All right, you can have what you ask for. Amen. God bless you, sister. You have a prayer card, do you? You don't have a prayer card? You don't need one. You don't need one. Your faith saves you, sister. You're healed now. God be with you. You believe he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever? Just get all, if you just break down that old starchy feeling among you, let the Holy Spirit go to moving among you. You just see the cripples get up walking in a blind thing. The Holy Spirit couldn't keep from it. The Holy Spirit's here. You shut it out with unbelief, you see. With little suspicion, you think, is it? Could it be? You've heard so much false until this truth seems like false to you. Oh, what a pity that scholars has got people in. It would have been better if we never had one. That's right. That's an awful remark to make, but that's truth. We are strange to each other, my sister. I do not know you've never seen you. But I just imagine that hand that's holding that pocketbook has done a many days' work. God loves you. And if I could do anything for you and would not do it, I got a mother at home. And I'd be just as guilty as if I would insult and slap my mother. If I could do something for you, you may be somebody's mother, and if I could do something and wouldn't do it, I'd do everything I could to help you. God knows that. For healing, I couldn't do it. Money, I'm broke. I don't know what you're here for. But if the Holy Spirit, God, who's His glory and to fulfill His word, will come and reveal to me what you want Him to do, that shows then that He knows what you have need of. Is that right? He's doing it out in the audience, the people who will never be in the prayer line and so forth. People out there that just walked in and sat down, the Holy Spirit going there and picking them out and bringing them in, healing them. See, isn't He wonderful? That's His presence with you now. That's what makes you feel that way. It's God's presence. He's just as real as He was the days when He stood at Galilee. You're here, I see there's something wrong like in the veins. It's a call, what he called it, hardening of the artery. That's right. Hardening of the artery. And I see there's something wrong with your knees. Something about your knees. I see two different times that you've been operated on for those knees. That's true, isn't it? The truth. God always is truth. God bless you, sister. Come here. While you know that something is on you, it's the Holy Spirit. Accept Him right now as your healer. Blessed Father, oh, break down the cruelty of unbelief and give unction in the Spirit that people might see and know that you are here and you're manifesting yourself just as you did when you were here on earth in a physical body. You've come into our physical bodies. And anyone knows that it's beyond anything a man could do. It takes God, and it's His Spirit, as He promised to move in our bodies, as He did in the body of His Son, Jesus. And we being His, become sons of God, and a part of that same Spirit. The character, the works, manifest the same thing that it did when it was in the carpal body of our blessed Savior. Bless this dear woman. When the secrets of her heart was made known, she just broke down. God bless her humble life and give to her whatever is wrong. I know not now, but Thou dost, and I pray that You'll give her her desires. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. Just a moment, as you started weeping, I just want to ask you something. Right now, the only way that I know what was told that woman is my boy here with this recorder. Every bit of that was true, was it, lady? Everything, whatever it was about doctors, about what you'd done or whatever it was, it has ever fit the truth. If that's right, raise up your hand. It'd be totally impossible for me to know anything about that, wouldn't it? Outside of God. If that's right, raise your hand. Something's here then. You're close to Him. He's right with you. Go believe Him now and be well. Amen. You believe Him? Of course, you see these men standing here. They're watching me. Each one of them. They've been with me meeting after meeting. They know that just a little bit of that, and I'm gone. You might not understand it, and there's no way for me to explain it. One woman touched the hem of the garment of the Son of God, and He performed just what He's performing now, and in that holy body, virgin born, it made Him get weak. How many knows that? What would it do to me, a sinner, saved by grace? when it's many times double what it did then? Why did it let me stand longer than it did him? Because it's his promise. The things that I do shall you also, and more will you do. For I go to my Father. He's doing this to fulfill his word. At the judgment, you won't have nothing at all to stand on unless you accept him. That's right. You're simply without an excuse. How many knows that the great prophet Daniel, an angel followed him, and he had a vision, and so much strength went out of him till he was kind of beside himself for many days. How many knows that the Bible said that? Sure. Then why is God so good in this last days to do more than that? Because he promised it. That's his promise. His promise can never fail. Now, to this woman standing here, you notice, passing through a line, just laying hands on the sick, that's different. But this way, I'll watch and find if there's any sin there to stop it. You better be careful what you do with the divine gift. We understand that. How many knows that Moses smote the rock when he shouldn't have done it? He's a prophet. He brought it anyhow. It broke the whole program of God. Any Bible reader knows that. Christ was not smitten the second time. He's smitten once and then speak to him after that. God told Moses, speak to the rock. How many knows that young prophet went bald-headed when he was just a young man? And then children run behind him, teasing him about being bald-headed. Said, thou bald-head, thou bald-head. And he turned around and put a curse on those children in the name of the Lord. And two she-bears killed 42 little innocent children before they got home. How many know that's true? Now, that isn't the nature of the Holy Spirit, you know that, to kill little children. But that was an angered prophet. You have to be careful, level. Oh, God, find grace in our sight. Now, watch these things close. And I'll take anybody to charge anywhere at any time. You've never seen a person come here that was ever brought down like that, except something happened or told them why it couldn't happen. Anybody that's ever been in my meeting, if you know that's true, raise your hands. Been in my meetings before anywhere. Just see the Holy Spirit. Never prayed a prayer in my life sincerely unless God answered it or told me why he couldn't. God is still God, friend. Now, this little woman standing here, I guess, is this a patient? I don't know a patient. I just mean it's someone standing here. All right, lady. Now, this probably 7 or 8 people has went through the line. Now, this little lady here, are we strangers to each other?
Yes.
We are strangers to each other. Now, we do not know each other. Now, this could just go one by one, weaker, weaker, but the man soon get me because that I get weak. I got another meeting tomorrow night and another the next night, and then after this campaign, another and another, and you know what it does to you. Now, it's for your glory. It's for your admiration. It's to the glory of God also that you believe God. Now, when Moses was given a sign to perform before the people to do a miracle with his hands, turn a stick into a serpent, when he performed that miracle one time, every Israelite believed him and marched on to freedom. Is that right? Why do we have to have the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over? Gross darkness, dark hearts, unbelief, theology, psychology, everything else set into our minds, that's where we stand. All of us. Oh, we'll be a poor excuse at the day of judgment. Let this Spirit of God speak. The lady not knowing, I do not know her, she does not know me. But if God is God, which he's proved himself to be, and this being about 7 people's past the platform, ought to settle it. If God will reveal, I don't want the woman to think of anything that you might see that's not telepathy. I want her to keep everything that's wrong with her off her mind. Now, I'm asking her before this audience, and the heavens know that I've never seen a woman in my life. As far as I know, she might have been sitting in the audience somewhere, but I don't know her. God knows that. But if God will reveal in her thinking about something else, if God will reveal what she's here for, how many will say, that'll settle it forever for me? Will you raise your hands to God and say, that'll settle it forever for me? If the woman raised her hands that I don't know her, I don't know you, do a lady. No. There we are before God that he could strike us right here on this platform. certainly. We don't know each other. And friends, we're not here. This is not a show. This is the gospel being manifested according to a promise of God. Now may He do it. And may you look and live and believe. The same Holy Spirit is here, is out there. He covers everywhere. He's omnipresent. Now, since I looked at the woman, something's happened to her. I just want to say this to you. While you've been standing there, something has come to you. A real sweet, meek, humble feeling. Isn't that right? Yes, sir. If it is, raise your hand so they'll see. See? What's happened? If there's a scientist here, a little skeptical, I'm speaking of another dimension. That supernatural being, this picture that you see there, I guess they explained it, and here's George G. Lacey, the head of the FBI's write-up about it. That same angel of God is hanging right there over the woman right now. I'm looking right straight at her. It's circling around her. Dick, talk with her a second, it'll break into a vision. It's right on her now, and that's what she feels. She felt it after she come here. She's got in contact with God. That's right. You realize that. Raise your hand, lady, if that's right. You should be standing here now. He's wonderful. He knows all things. He does all things well. This lady is suffering with a lady's trouble. It's a female condition. Drainage. It's right from the bathroom. You understand, huh? No one was there but God. That's right. And being that you're such an anointed just now, there's somebody, a friend of yours, that's asked you to pray for them. And that's a lady. And that lady, friend of yours, has a stroke, I believe, is in bed with a stroke. And that woman is praying at this time. And I'll tell you what that woman is praying for right now as I see her. She's praying for a man or a boy. And that boy is her son. And she's saying, God save him from a drunkard's grave right at this time. He's an alcoholic. Thus saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I challenge you to question him. That's true. Just come in contact with the real Holy Spirit and see if he don't know all things. Is that true, lady?
Yes, it is. It's very true. She suffered with a stroke a week ago tonight or this afternoon.
You hear what the lady's saying? There is the truth and something. You know that there's something supernatural here. Is that right? I know nothing about that. Something supernatural here. What do you think it is? Christ? Then you can have what you ask for. Amen. God bless you, sister. God be with you. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
All right. You want to get over the diabetes? Be made well? That blood condition leave you? Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Take her. You help her off this. All right, sir. Come here. You want to get over the stomach trouble and be made well so you can eat again? You believe that God will heal you and make you well? Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord, for healing you. God bless you. Have faith in God. You think God can heal that heart trouble, sister, and make you well? Do you believe it? Then go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. Right here, lady. If you believe God, you can go right on across the platform, have a good night's sleep, and that asthma will just go right on away from you. All right, go and believe him with all your heart. All right, sir. Diabetes is what you want me to pray for. You believe God will heal you? All right, go on your road and rejoice and say, thank the Lord for all he's done. You have a lady's trouble, which is female. You believe God will heal you? Then go on your road and rejoice and say, praise be to God. How many believes with all your heart? Do you believe also? Then go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord, and be made well. All right. got a nervous condition. He had a long time since menopause struck you when you was a middle-aged woman. It's developed into a stomach trouble, Mother. Hard on you, isn't it? But go eat your supper now. Jesus Christ makes you well. Let's say thanks be to God. Now, you've been thinking you're going to drop dead because he said you had a heart trouble, a murmur. That's right. That's the truth. Isn't that right? I go on your road and forget about it and be made well in Christ's name. You believe God? If thou believest, what about you people? Can't you look and live? What about you, lady, sitting right there with the dark-rimmed glasses on, suffering with arthritis? You believe that God will make you well? White coat on, sitting right back there looking right at me. You believe God will heal you? You do? Put your hand over on that little lady sitting next to you because she has a nervous condition that she wants to be healed of. That's right, isn't it, lady? Raise your hand. What about the lady sitting next to you, the young lady, kind of has a yellow-looking color? Do you believe me to be God's prophet, lady? You believe that God will take them blood clots out of you and make you well? That's what you had. If it's that's right, stand up on your feet and accept your healing. In Jesus Christ's name, may you receive your healing. I challenge the faith of this audience to look to Jesus Christ and live. Do you believe it? Now, how many of you wants to receive Him as personal Savior? How many of you here a while ago, just before we call her again or pray for the sick? I want every person that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and wants to accept Him as your personal Savior, come down here while this anointing is here. Stand around this platform so we can pray. All that raised your hands a while ago, move right out and come down here. Right here, if you want me to pray with you, move right out right now and come down here. God bless you. That's right. That's good. Raise right out and come down. Every sinner of soul, sin oppressed, come now. There's mercy with the Lord. Come from the balconies, wherever you are, walk right down. God bless you, young lady. God bless you. That's right. Come right down. That's it. God bless you. My brother coming here, you also. Here's a young man coming in a wheelchair. God bless your gallant soul, brother. Come right around this way with him, lady. I want to look right at him while we pray. Maybe God will heal the boy right here while he's coming, surrendering his heart to Christ. All right, someone else, would you come just now while we sing one verse, Just As I Am. Will you give it to me? I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, because I promise friend, while the music continues, why don't you come just now? You'll never be closer to Him until you meet Him face to face. How can we shut our hearts from such? If there's a sinner or a backslider here, God bless you, young couple that comes. God be with you. You may have done great things in your life, but that's the greatest thing that you've ever done. Walk up in the presence of Jesus Christ. Accept Him as your personal Savior. Never a greater thing a mortal could do. Will you come? Backslider, you just cold and indifferent and treating Christ the way you have with your unbelief, won't you take your stand right here tonight while we sing just once more? Just as I of God, but you're sick people, many of you here, and God wants to heal you, and He's already done it. He just wants your faith to believe it. Now let's just try to go across the audience one way or the other. Let's look in this way, and now you people over here go to praying, and you're saying, God, be merciful to me, and pray. And I'll just watch. How do you do it? What do you see, Brother Branham? There's something takes place. There's no need trying to explain it, but this spirit that you see on the picture, that's scientific. If this is my last message tonight, remember, my word is the truth.
because the Bible says it's the truth. My ministry proves it's the truth. The Holy Spirit in it, and the scientific world knows it's the truth. So there's the three witnesses. May God give us three witnesses here tonight. At least three people. If God will do that, I'll be happy about it. Three people. I just pray and be real reverent. Wherever you are in the building, doesn't matter. All the way at the back, wherever you are. See, there's lots of spirit. Everything's a con. Every one of you's a spirit. Every one's a spirit. If you wasn't, you wouldn't be here. Now, here. I hope that the audience will look at me at this time. Just watch out. Standing right here, right in between here and where that step goes down there. You see that circle of light, that little light circling there? Now that's the light that's on this picture. I just now appeared. If I say in the presence of it, and in my Bible, and before the Creator of heavens and earth, I believe that that's the same light, the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. I believe that pillar of fire was made flesh and dwelt among us in the form of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus Christ said on earth, according to His Word, I come from God, I go back to God. And I believe that when He returned back to that same light that led the children of Israel. I believe that that is the same light that Paul saw on his road that was so bright to him it struck him down, although those who was with him did not see the light. I do not know whether anyone sees this or not. I can't say. I believe it's the same light that come into the prison that night with Peter the apostle, and he thought he dreamed when the prison doors opened and let him out. I truly believe that Almighty God is the Creator of heavens and earth, and Jesus Christ is His Son who is present now. And He's answering prayer to a little woman sitting right here over the top of this little blonde-headed woman's head. She's a little black-headed woman, and she's suffering with a nervous trouble. If you look this way, watch, give this attention. The little lady that's looking around the head of that man, right here. You're suffering with a nervous trouble, lady. A little black-headed woman. That's right. Right next to you is a man. And that man is suffering with a back trouble. Do you have a prayer card? You don't? You don't need one. Your husband and wife. That's right. Raise up your hands if that thing that's said is true. I don't know you, never seen you, you have no way. That's true, is it? You are both healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. God give us another. Here's a man right in behind them. He's looking at me. He's got gallbladder trouble. Your name is Clarence, isn't it? And you want you didn't come from here, you're from a place called Grand Prairie. That's right, isn't it? Well, your gallbladder trouble is ended, sir. You can go home and be well.
Amen.
You say, Brother Branham, you call that man's name. Didn't Jesus Christ, when He was here in a body of flesh, tell Simon, his name was Simon, and his father's name was Jonas, and he'd be called Peter after that? Is that right? He's still the same. Amen. I don't know what you believe about it. To me, the Holy Spirit is here. What do you think about it, sir, sitting right here? Do you believe? You're suffering with a skin trouble, aren't you? That's right, raise up your hand. You believe God for healing? I'm going to tell you something else. As soon as I mention skin trouble, that man holding that baby there has got skin trouble too. That's right, isn't it, sir? Put your hand, sir, over on the baby. Oh, Jesus, the Son of God, heal them both. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I challenge your faith. Hear him. There hangs that light over a woman. She's suffering with high blood pressure. Stand to your feet. Her name is Mrs. Fishbrook. You're from this city. You live on a street called 125th Street. Your number of your house is 13104. That's exactly right. That's right. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. All right. Go home. You're healed, lady. Jesus Christ makes you well. I challenge your faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you'll only look and live and believe. Be reverent. What about you in this district over here? Look over this way. Have faith and believe. No respect of persons. What about you, the gray-headed man sitting here praying so earnestly, Lord, let it be me. You believe God will heal you of that rheumatism, you get well? If you do, raise up your hand. Or stand up on your feet. Raise your hands up and down. All right, you go home now. Your faith made you well. Amen. There's a lady sitting on the end of the seat back there, looking right at me now. She's got rheumatism too. She's got a back trouble. You believe, lady, that God will heal you? If you believe it with all your heart, you can have it and go home and be well. What do you think? Respond to it quickly. Now the lady missed her healing because the light come right down here. Yes. Got heart trouble, haven't you? The lady here on the front row. This far. You believe God will make you well? Father there's got spiritual troubles. Right. Uh-huh. You don't come from this city either. You're from the state. You're from a place called, got hills in it. Rolling country, mountains. It's Pennsylvania. The city's name Warren, Pennsylvania. If that's right, raise your hand. You're healed now, both of you. Jesus Christ makes you well. You believe on the Lord? Certainly you do. You believe His presence here? Now I want every man or woman that's backslid or set to Christ a while ago, come here before we finish the prayer for the sick. Come here just a minute. While this anointing is here. Come forward, you that raised your hands a while ago. Walk right out down here just a minute to, in the presence of Christ so I can ask the blessing over you. Come right down here now, right quick, so we finish with the prayer while they... Come right on down now. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. In the presence of Jesus Christ, come forward now. Will you do it? All right. To God. There's a dozen or two of you more needs to be around this altar tonight. And if I'm the servant of God, if I'm the prophet of God, I speak in His name, and you know who I'm talking to. Plan your place here at the altar. You're too starchy. You better get right with God, because the hour's coming when you're going to scream to find this, and you won't find it. That's thus saith the Lord. That's God speaking. All right. Find your way around this altar. You who are indifferent, shame on you. When the Holy Spirit come and do the things that He's doing right in the midst of you, and you set like you was froze to death, get out of the seat and get to the altar. Repent or perish. That's true. I don't know why I'm saying this. Something is saying to me to say it. I'm giving you a warning. This may be your last one, too. You repent. I don't care what church you belong to. If you're not repented and the love of God's on your heart, you're a sinner and on your road to hell. That's thus saith the Lord. The same God who discerns the spirits here and tells them their condition is speaking right now. I speak in Jesus Christ's name. Plant to the altar. Get to your repentance quickly before God turns the page over on you and you're doomed forever. That's thus saith the Holy Spirit that's in the midst of us now. Blunt, but that's Him. I can only speak. God knows that I wouldn't say that within myself for nothing. Something grabbed me and said, say that. I only obeyed God. While we're singing one more verse, every soul of sin oppressed, you better come right now, for that was Him speaking. He's speaking to your heart. You know He is. If there's anything this country needs in here is a breaking up. You got to have a breaking up before you can be remolded again. You just went to church so long you got some moss back and stiff about it. That's right, you need a repenting. You need an old-fashioned experience of God's love in your heart. And you remind, my voice will haunt you as long as you're a mortal. That's true, I speak in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
There is a fountain filled with blood from Emmanuel. And
let me say another thing. You got something against somebody, you better be making it right now. It's shutting off dark in this building.
Forgive me, Saint.
My spirit will not always strive with man.
Forgive me, Saint.
Come. If my heart wasn't just warmed up to God, I'd make my way to the altar.
If these things are dying things, rejoice to see that fountain is
may I go by God Almighty has spoken away. I have not seen this happen in years. I never had such a feeling as come on me just a few moments ago. When I seen it look like blackness waving through this building, something struck me, and that was not my words or my will for my words. God knows that's the truth. There's something wrong. You just remember that. Listen, friends, I'm not a compromiser. I'm not a person that comes wishy-washy. I tell the truth, and God vindicates that I do tell the truth. That's right. And you just get so churchy until you leave Christ out. People just get churchy. I'm glad to see your conviction. Your pastors are here. Don't think they'll laugh at you. You'll win a place in your pastor's heart that'll never sink away. I admire a man who's wrong and will walk up and say, I'm wrong. Any other God-saved pastor would do the same thing. They would admire it. I'm going to ask the pastors to come here. Pray with me, with the rest of this audience, all the pastors and the missionaries, whatever you are, clergy, come forward now. Come around here and let's pray. And all of you together, walk up here. Let's stand around this group of people. This meeting's gone on long enough when it ought to be great things happening. While the blind ought to be seeing death, here's wheelchair sitting here in the middle of the aisle. And we haven't seen a wheelchair get up yet. Why, shame on us. There's something wrong. We got to get this thing out of here. God wants a revival here at Edmonton. I know He sent me. I've waited 10 years to come back to Edmonton. And the devil's trying to cheat this revival. And you're going to know the truth. Now, what you think about me, that don't make any difference, but you're going to know the truth. There's something wrong. God sent you here for a stirring and a revival. And you're going to be guilty if you don't jump in and do everything you can. I do not speak of a denomination. I don't care about denominations. Any of them, they're all right. Go to anywhere you want to. But I want to see a revival. God wants a revival. And this may be your last one. So you better come now while you can. Everyone's invited. Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, I don't, Buddha, whatever you are, we're asking you to come. We're persuading you to come to the one who took the sting out of death. And each man and woman in here is going to taste death just as sure as you're sitting here. And you don't know when it's going to be. And surely, I speak the word of God. No man can lay a finger on but while I speak God's word. And God Himself comes down and vindicates. That's the truth. And here we sit here, nothing going on. These sick people laying here come to be healed. Why, shame on us. We need a revival. We need a shaking, a reawakening. That's right. Forget about the little denominations and the little barriers. Let's come together. This is God moving. Not me. It's God. I'm just a man. I'm a mortal. I got to ask for mercy myself. Brother, he is here that knows you, knows your heart. The same one knows your heart told me to speak this, and I speak it. Your blood's not on me at the day of judgment. I speak in Jesus' name. I've told you the truth. God's here. Amen. Now, it proves that I was the anointing of the Holy Spirit here. Looking here at the church members and everything else, know their condition. What we need, friends, are breaking up. Lay your burdens down here. Get right with God. That's what we need. Now, all you that's on praying ground, all you that's interested in these people, if you're right with God, stand to your feet in reverence and respect of God, and let's pray for these people here. Amen. Would you like to see another night of Pentecost? It's up to you. The giver of Pentecost is here, the Holy Spirit. Sinners, repent. Backsliders, get right with God. Raise your hands to God now, in your own way. Pray to God. Say, God, forgive me. Be merciful to me. Help me and send us an old-time Holy Ghost revival. Oh, eternal God, I come in the name of Jesus Christ. Now the devil has been rebuked. Sickness has been made well. The gospel's been preached. The power of God. God, every demon power away from this exhibition. Grant it, Lord. And break down every middle wall of petition. Tear down denominationalism. Tear down ideals of that type. and let the Holy Ghost come just now to every heart like a rushing mighty wind and fill this great big audience here with the illuminating power of the Holy Ghost and set a flame of fire in every heart. O eternal God, who knows the hearts of man, who reveals thyself as a flaming fire, forgive every sin, take away trespasses, and make these people pure and white. Grant it, Lord. Now raise your hands, praise Him, give Him thanks and praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Satan has to leave. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Keep your hands up and praise Him. Give Him praise. Say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. If you ask Him.
Now, even as the Spirit of God moves over everyone here, claim what is yours in Christ. You can be delivered right now. You can be set free right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.